The growing popularity of food photography.
Taking a photo of your food and posting it online is becoming more and more popular. However, not everyone thinks it's such a good idea.
Food photos are popular on social networking sites. People often post pictures of their meals on Facebook or photo sites such as Tumblr and Instagram. Many of the pictures are of delicious-looking food from top-class restaurants. Some people even find it addictive. "I couldn't get enough of it. I had to IG every single meal," one food poster wrote.
However, not all food photos are so attractive. There are now sites where you can post pictures of horrible-looking food. One such website is saddesklunch.com. Users submit pictures of their depressing meals, which include things such as half-eaten bits of chicken, leftover pizza, and dodgy-looking soup.
Sad Desk Lunch was created by office worker Kira Fisher in 2012. At the time, she was working as a video editor in New York. "I was staring at my rather unappealing lentil soup, which I was eating at my desk, and just thought, I can't believe I eat this gruel, let alone eat it alone at my desk," she said. Other similar sites include cooksuck.com, foodporndaily.com, and dimlylitmealsforone.tumblr.com.
Some chefs are trying to ban food photography in their restaurants. Gilles Goujon runs the three-starred restaurant in Fontjoncouz in southern France. He told news website France TV Info that every time his creations appear on social networks, it takes away the surprise and a little bit of my intellectual property.
Alexandre Gauthier is the chef at the Grenouillère restaurant in the northern French town of La Madeleine-sous-Montreuil. He has included a No Cameras logo on his menus. "Before, people took pictures of their family in the restaurant. Now we take pictures of food. We tweet, we like, we respond to comments, and the dish is cold," he explained.
Will you be taking your camera next time you eat out?